And welcome to another episode of Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from Ape Tech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be talking about virtual private networks, or more commonly known as VPNs. Before we jump into this episode, let me update you on a few things. We just crossed over 662 downloads to the podcast. I am completely in love with the rate of growth for this podcast, and I really do think we can get to 750 before the end of the month. It's only a week and a few days left, 8 days left, so hopefully you can all help me get to that goal. And so please feel free to share my podcast with your friends and family so that they too can benefit from Cybersecurity for All. If you want to leave a message, there's a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can use to get a hold of me. Also, apetech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else that I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter, and you can find me there at apetechda. And if you enjoy cybersecurity content, but you feel like you want a little bit more, feel free to check me out on TikTok. I post even more content about cybersecurity there that I think you might enjoy. This podcast is just one of many different side hustles that I'm working on. And you definitely want to check me out on apetech.me/social so you can see all the other different things that I'm working on. I got a blog. I write technical content based on my cybersecurity stuff. I write things for programming and Scratch. I'm also freelancing. So if you want to hire me and there's anything I can do to help you with respect to like cybersecurity training or awareness, that is definitely something that I can most definitely help you out with. All right. So enough of the updates. Let's get into the episode. VPNs are a huge topic, so here's what we're going to talk about. First, we're going to define a virtual private network, or a VPN, and then talk about why you should consider using a VPN. We'll talk about the pros, the cons, and we'll look at how you can get a VPN and compare some of the more common options available. So, what exactly is a VPN? A VPN is a virtual private network, which basically means all of your internet traffic, right? So that means everything you're doing, whether you're online banking, using social media, playing video games, right? Any interaction you're doing with between your computer and the internet, all of that traffic becomes encrypted. So what exactly does that mean? So imagine a tunnel, right? A secure tunnel where all of your internet traffic flows through. So the internet is already, think of it like a pipeline, right? You're basically adding like a embedded pipeline in there that protects and shields your traffic from the outside world, from the rest of the internet, right? So the tunnel's protecting your internet and specifically sensitive information such as your banking information, social security numbers, and anything else you want to keep secure, it's being protected by this virtual private network. The VPN makes it so that anyone snooping around the network can't see any of your stuff. Right, so they can be outside, but because the VPN is completely encrypted and you need to have a lot of very detailed details in order to be able to even access or get into the VPN, nobody else can see what's going on inside. Companies and individuals that want to maximize their online safety tend to rely on VPNs to hide and protect their data. Also, as a caveat, criminals also tend to use VPNs quite a bit because it helps mask criminal activity. So I think VPNs are cool. I've used them before in the past. And next, let's discuss some of the pros and cons when it comes to using a VPN. So some pros: a VPN can keep you and your data safe when you're using the internet, right? Simply put, your data is going to be encrypted and your traffic is going to be protected for the most part. We'll talk about some cons. A VPN can also allow you to unlock content that is blocked to your region, because you can basically be anywhere in the world. So what this means is when you are initiating a VPN session, you don't have to be where you physically are in the world. You can actually, depending on your VPN service provider, you can actually be in a different part of the world. So if you're trying to access content from like Europe or from Latin America that's restricted to IP addresses from those regions, you can actually tell the system you're there and you'll be able to see there. A VPN also keeps you anonymous, so you can specify a different location to be online, right? So this is common with like hackers, where they're like, you'll think that attacks are coming from Russia or China when they're actually in the US, because these hackers think they're being smart and set their IP addresses to come from a region that they know the U.S. Is in turmoil with. You can also save some money because websites that track your IP address will not be able to see your real IP address. All right, so this is perfect for websites with paywalls or airlines that like to increase prices on return visitors. All right, so if you've ever been to like Southwest and you're thinking about booking a flight, you're on the fence, you're not sure, you're just shopping around, and then you see the price, and then you come back a week or so later, and you notice that the price has like gone up by like 20 or 30%. Right, that's because the airlines are tracking that information, your cookies and your browser information, and specifically your IP address, and they know that you're returning, and so your payment for not jumping on your first instinct is to raise or add a premium to that price. So with the VPN, you can basically bypass some of this. And then some anti-service providers now offer VPNs as part of their yearly payments. So if you have something like Norton or McAfee, you might even already have a VPN service and you might just not know about it. So those are some of the good things, right? There's obviously a lot more, but those are some of the more highlighted ones that I'd like to showcase here. Now some cons. Not all things are glorious with VPNs. While they are safer, they are not 100% immune to cyber attacks. Just this week, hackers started exploiting a zero-day bug on Pulse Secure VPN. Now, this is a loaded statement here. So just this week, hackers started exploiting, taking advantage of, and zero-day. Now, if you haven't listened to my podcast episode on zero-day, I highly recommend you go check that out. I go in deep details about what a zero-day exploit is, but just as a super high level, a zero-day exploit is typically a bug in software that the manufacturer or the creator of that software has not yet discovered, right? But the problem is a hacker or some other third-party entity has discovered it, and that bug specifically, like, there's like bugs like typos and stuff, but this zero-day type of bug, that is like a security vulnerability, right? Like, so maybe it's a bug that allows you to access a part of the database without any authentication because the developer forgot to add authentication to that part of the code, right? So that's kind of like a zero-day bug. So essentially just this week, Pulse Secure VPN, which makes a VPN, they have a zero-day bug, which allows hackers to bypass two-factor authentication and breach defense contractors, right? So this is a pretty serious thing. And the problem with zero-day bugs is it's a zero-day bug, which means the manufacturer has had 0 days to start fixing the problem. So the timer starts. So every day that passes from yesterday's or a couple of days discovery is millions of dollars in risk and loss of trust. Some companies also block the use of certain VPNs. All right, so there's companies like Netflix. They're a little smart. They know that people are trying to bypass their content restrictions, so they'll actually be on the active lookout to block certain VPNs that they know are a little bit more shadier than others, right? Some VPNs are also difficult to configure, so you might need some research and some finer tweaking. I have dinner in my notes. You might need some finer tweaking just to get it right. Okay, so if you're not technically savvy, a VPN could be a more of a scary endeavor, right? So it's not something you're comfortable with setting up. So that's obviously a con, because if it's not something that's super simple that you can just do, then it's obviously going to be a setback for you and a challenge. So just those are some of the cons and some of the things that you should be aware of when discussing or even thinking about of using a VPN. So hopefully you've learned something here. Why don't we take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, then we'll jump back into discussing how you can go about getting your very own VPN. And welcome back. Thank you for listening to that message from our sponsor. Definitely Anchor likes it when you put an ad in between. So I do apologize, but you know, I'm just over here hustling, trying to grow this business. So just appreciate your patience and let's get back into it. So now that you know what VPNs are, and a few pros and cons, let's talk about how you can go about acquiring a VPN for your own personal use. If you've been on YouTube recently, your favorite YouTuber might have mentioned NordVPN. I know I watch a lot of tech type of YouTubers, like Marquise Brownlee and Jay's Two Cents and all these other fine folks. And NordVPN, even Linus Tech Tips, I think, has had it. NordVPN has been actively trying to get folks to use their VPN service and even provide a 30-day trial, right? I'm not sponsored with NordVPN yet, but feel free to check out their service. But you might have heard about them through one of your YouTubers promoting the service. So feel free to, again, do your own research here. But if you want to help your YouTuber out, go check an older episode that they might have been pushing or promoting NordVPN and give it a try. I personally have never used NordVPN, so please don't take this as legal advice or anything, but just go and do your own research and see if you want to support one of the people that you trust online, then go and consider the VPN service that they're providing. I know there's a couple more. I don't remember. I think ExpressVPN might be another one. But yeah, I definitely have heard a few different types of VPNs being promoted on the line, if you will. Also, if you're interested in a free VPN, Opera Browser, right, an open source browser, very similar to Firefox and Chrome, they also offer built-in VPN right in their browser. Their browser is a little bit unique. I looked yesterday at their website, and it's an interesting browser. It definitely has different features that are mostly not usually highlighted in a typical, like a Firefox or a Chrome. So yeah, I at the very least, I'd go and check them out and see what they're all about. But it looks like they have a built-in feature right into the browser that lets you just create that VPN. The VPN is free, and you're not limited by how much or how long you can use a VPN service. Now, that's a thing I have seen. I don't know if it's still relevant today, but in the past, I had definitely have seen VPN services that are like limited to like 30 minutes at a time or specific bandwidth. So like up to like a gigabyte of traffic. So this Opera one doesn't have any of those limits. So go check it out. And then finally, if you have Norton antivirus and you have the standard subscription or higher, you can actually get Smart VPN through them. Norton also offers other services as part of their standard package that go beyond just a virus scanner device. And if you wanted to hear a little bit more about virus scanners and stuff, I did have a recent podcast episode where I talked about a little bit more in detail of if virus scanners can keep you safe online. So make sure you go give that one a listen. If you don't want the total, also McAfee also provides you with the secure VPN on all the subscription packages. But how many licenses you get is what varies depending on the package you get. And if you don't want the total protection package, they also offer a standalone VPN service that costs a couple dollars a month. As you can see, there are many different ways of getting a VPN service. Do your research and see what works for you and your specific needs, right? I don't know what you're doing or what kind of traffic you're trying to protect or what, like how often you're doing this, or like, are you normally away from your home network, right? Are you always in a coffee shop type of thing? Like if you're in that kind of situation, I'd highly recommend you get smart about VPNs and start using VPNs more. Because let's get into the why would you need to use a VPN service, right? You're probably, okay, so we've been talking about what VPNs are, some pros and some cons, and how to get it. But the most important thing, and I probably should have started with this, but again, I wanted to provide that contextual background, is why would you even need to use a VPN service? If you're at home, you probably never have to be worried about using a VPN, right? Unless you need to do something really private, your home network is usually private enough, okay? And then that's assuming you've practiced standard security practices, you're monitoring your traffic, you're monitoring to see which devices are connected to your network, which all easy stuff to do. And you should be doing it on a regular basis, at least monitoring a lot. So many routers now will like very easily through their mobile app or even through their web browser, allow you to see which devices are on your network. So if you're seeing a device that you don't recognize, that's a red flag. But if you're not, if you're every device is checking out, you're probably private enough to do standard, your regular banking and stuff. But I can think of two major reasons why you would want to use a VPN, even if you're at home, right? But specifically, when you're not at home, that's when you really want to consider VPN. So if you're not at home and you're on a public Wi-Fi, such as a hotel or a coffee shop, you really should consider using a VPN then. Public Wi-Fis are prone to man-in-the-middle attacks, which could not only jeopardize your privacy, but also your data. The next reason would be to bypass tracking on websites. So this is more like if you're at home, this is why I would use a VPN. So if you're not sure you want to make that trip and you're just window shopping, right? If you're looking at airlines, using that VPN is going to give you that peace of mind knowing that a website cannot track you. If you're trying to read news, and specifically, I found this to be super annoying, especially as the COVID breakout started. Last year, were paywalls behind all these news sites. Like every time that I wanted to see a piece of information critical to coronavirus and COVID-19, like you couldn't, right? You'd have to pay LA Times and you'd have to pay the New York Times and all that stuff. So if you want to bypass that kind of stuff, a VPN is definitely going to be a good option here. I'm sure there's other good applications, but for most folks, this is the two that I can think of that would apply to you, right? If you're a business owner, however, you might want to have all your employees VPN into your business network just to add that extra layer of security and ensure that all your traffic is encrypted regardless of where your employee might be connecting from, right? So even if they're at home, you might not trust their home network enough, right? Because you physically can't see. Usually when you're in an office, you can see your network traffic and you have your IT department monitoring for anomalies and intrusions. But if all your employees are at home, you don't know what's going on with their home network. So their traffic could be being monitored. And by virtue of extension, your traffic can be, your company sensitive information might be at risk. So it's a good policy to have any remote employee typically VPN into your company network just so that they can encrypt all your traffic. So there you have it, your VPN 101 guide. I hope you take my advice here and go and protect yourself. If you really want to make sure your internet traffic is protected, use a VPN. Using a VPN is one of the better things that you can do. Now, VPNs can slow down your internet connection, right? I don't think that we discussed that in the cons. I don't know how I missed it. But one of the biggest drawbacks to using a VPN is that your bandwidth is severely limited. So if you're wanting to do things quickly online, just know that things are going to slow down quite a bit when you're using a VPN. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. I know I'm just getting started, but I'm excited to see where I can take my podcast in the future. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me, and see you on the next one. Bye.